Blackstone Audiobooks presents Civilization and Its Enemies, The Next Stage of History by Lee Harris. To Andy Fusen and Sundown Walker for asking me questions I could not answer. History is strewn with the wrecks of nations which have gained a little progressiveness at the cost of a great deal of hard manliness, and have thus prepared themselves for destruction as soon as the movements of the world gave a chance for it. Walter Badgett, Physics and Politics. Preface. The peoples of the Western world have for some generations now been familiar with systems where armies and navies are rigidly subject to civil authorities, and they are wont to regard the military rebellion as something exceptional and monstrous. Actually, the human beings who have lived on this earth in security from the brutal rule of the soldier are so few in number, on the background of the whole of human history, as hardly to count. The military tyranny in some form or other is in fact the common rule in human society, and even in the best ordered societies, any serious disturbance of an established order of a non-military type is likely to result in a reversion to the military dictatorship. Arthur Livingston, from the introduction to Gaetano Mosca's The Ruling Class. The subject of this book is forgetfulness. By this I do not mean our tendency to misplace valuable objects or our inability to recall the name of the boss's dog, but the collective and cultural amnesia that overcomes any group of human beings who have long benefited from the inestimable blessings of civilization. An amnesia first observed nearly 800 years ago by the Arab philosopher of history Ibn Khaldun, contemplating the rise and fall of